Blog Talk Radio.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
ሰለሞን ማለ እርሱ በፊት በእውነትና
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call, when we call, when we call.
Mizmor Kaf, Lamnatzeach Mizmor le David. Ya'ancha Adonai beyom tzara, יסגבך שם אלוהי יעקב, ישלח עזרך מקודש ומציון יסעדך, יזכור כל מנחותיך ועולתך ידשני סלע, ייתן לך חלבבך וכל עצתך ימלא, נרננה בשועתך ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קרעו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיעה, המלך יעננו ויום קוראנו.
Lemon. Solomon Mal, Arsu Befit, Bonet Kazan.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Salamta Betaseb, greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Lightning and so,
מזמור צד דלת. אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע, הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו, יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן. עמך אדוני ידכאו, ונחלתך יענו, אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו לא יראה יק, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו? הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט, היוסר גויים הלא יוכיע, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי המה הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו, להשקיט לו ממרע, עד יקרא לרשע שחת. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא אבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק, יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ואלוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
Psalm 93. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slipped. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Salamta Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Strong wind blow, with all love, give them heart and the present they bring, they could never repay for the youth killing. For them a weak heart, the life's in the dark eye. More you live, more you learn. Emmanuel turned around, moving him and all the lion roar. See them crumbling, see them distance. Clear my path from the top, strong wind blow. With all of the gifts they bought from the present they bring, they could never repay for black people killing. All them a weak heart, let them the dark eye. More you live, more you learn. Then again, bring down Babylon now. Repatriation by any means, anyhow. If they promise to give a token, never bow. Many got token, all because they never know. So black with them song will forever grow. Slave us for your pence and then you put us all low. Cause my brothers and the alien soul, they try to kill us, then we rob the knowledge and the goal. I live, who never rob me soul. True to myself, me and the African blood. Just to Babylon, them a try to destroy the love. So long I've been away and seen a sinking of the mud. In Africa's progress, happy him does. A strong man, them a figure budge. Marcus, ya be thunder all. Moving in, lion roar, and them go trembling. Go from a distance, clear my path from the top. Rasta wind blow, yo, all you give them out of the present they bring. They could never repay for black people killing. Now them a weak heart, let's not the dark eye. The more they live, the more you learn. Then again, there is no more love from both mankind. Respect for the people, believe it behind. More freedom, vanity, and them custom design. Negligence of your culture bring you down every time. I've always wanted you to rise and shine. Yes, black people, never you be sleeping in the eyes. Bless all the people you pass on the street side. We need to go and home away from parasites and tribes. I take with me the skill, man, the nation strife, and all the women who need to see their eyes. Now left out them black child. You see, said the black thunder all moving in, lion roar, and them got crumbling. No, keep your distance, clear my path from the top. Strong wind blowing, with all of the gifts them bought. And the present them a bring, them could a never repay me for black people killing. Oh, them a left in the dark. Me tell you say, the more they live, the more you learn. Babylon, your fist and save off the wolf from the sea. Better send the ship them in a bungle and fleet. Better tell your informer them fist of people. Fire upon the pastor, tell him what how him preach. Fire upon the soldier, fire upon police. Get the youth a set and the youth them a visit. Young get the youth them a fear right from the hip. The fire burn start with that damn hip. Before you walk up.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Vanity is wickedness. Vanity is sorrow. Vanity is emptiness and leaves no hope for tomorrow. In their house of vanity, they sow in. In your house of vanity, they sow in. Most of their churches are houses of idols. Preachers rant in their falsehoods to sheeple. Congregation don't praise the Almighty, but worship portraits by Michelangelo. In my heart, if I cherish sin,
building, no, no, it's a Chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. To your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. Surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man. At the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein. And God spake unto Noah and to his sons with him, saying, And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, This is the token of the covenant, which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent.
Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wife and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, Curses be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of Shem. Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. And Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. And all the days of Noah were 950 years. And he died, 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 and he died. And he died, and he died, and he died. Chapter 10. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tirus. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphath, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their land. Every one after his tongue, after their families, in their nation. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Phut, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havilah, and Sabta, and Raamah, and Sabtika. And the sons of Raamah, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, Even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. The beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calne, in the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Asher, and builded Nineveh, and the city Rehoboth, and Calah, and Reason between Nineveh and Calah, the same as a great city. And Mizraim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lehabim, and Naphtuhim, and Pathrusim, and Kashluhim, out of whom came Philistim, and Kaphtorim. And Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemorite, and the Hamathite. Afterward, the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as thou comest to Gerar, unto Gezer, as thou goest unto Sodom, and Gomorrah, and Admah, and Zeboim, even unto Lashan. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth the elder, even to him were children born. The children of Shem, Elam, and Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram, and the children of Aram, Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Mesh. And Arphaxad begat Selah, and Selah begat Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Sheleph, and Hazar-Mabeth, and Jera, and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Obal, and Abimael, and Sheba, and Ophah, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. And their dwelling was from Mesha, as thou goest unto Sephar, a mount of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth, after the flood, 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 after the flood. Hello.
chapter 11. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick, and burn them throughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth. These are the generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old, and he begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Arphaxad lived 35 years, and begat Sela. And Arphaxad lived after he begat Sela 403 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Sela lived 30 years, and begat Eber. And Sela lived after he begat Eber 403 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Eber lived 430 years, and begat Peleg. And Eber lived after he begat Peleg 430 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years, and begat Reu. And Peleg lived after he begat Reu 209 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Reu lived 230 years, and begat Serug. And Reu lived after he begat Serug 207 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Serug lived 30 years, and begat Nahor. And Serug lived after he begat Nahor 200 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 29 years, and begat Terah. Nahor lived after he begat Terah 119 years, and begat sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years, and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldeans. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. But Sarai was barren. She had no child. And Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran, and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died, 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 and Terah
died, and Terah died, and Terah died, and Thanks. Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, "I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob." He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Matilda, oh, no, I do it. Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shem Av Wahabain Ruach Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Shalishi, hear for the third Aliyah, the third up offering up, hear for the third reading, hear for this Shabbat Noach, for this Sabbath Noah. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis chapter 7, here at verse 17, for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, the third reading. Vayehi ha-mabul arba'im yom al ha'aretz, vayerbu ha-mayim, vayisu et ha-teva, vatarema me al ha'aret. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. Vayehi ha-mabul arba'im yom al ha'aret. And the waters increased. Vayerbu ha-mayim. And bear up the ark. Vayisu et ha-teva. And it was lifted up above the earth. Watarema me al haaretz. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And hateva, and the ark went upon the face of hamayim, upon the face of the waters, and the waters hamayim prevailed exceedingly upon haaretz, upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven, the Shemaim, were covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters, Maim, prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon Haaretz, upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle, and of beasts, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon Haaretz, upon the earth, and every man all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died, and every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of Hashemayim, of the heavens, and they were destroyed from Haaretz, from the earth, the earthly plane. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in Hateva, in the ark. And Hamayim, and the waters prevailed upon Haaretz, the earthly plane, 150 days. And hear, Shema Yisrael Gevir, hear the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book, that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 8. Vayizkor Elohim et Noach, and Elohim remembered Noach, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in Hateva. And Elohim made a wind, a ruach, to pass over Haaretz, the earth, the earthly plain, and Hamayim, and the waters assuaged. The fountains also of the deep, and the windows of Shemayim, of heaven, were stopped, and the rain from Shemayim, heaven, was restrained. And Hamayim, and the waters returned from off Haaretz, the earth, the earthly plane, continually, itinually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters Hamayim were abated, and Hateva and the ark rested in the 7th month, on the 17th day of the month, the moon, upon the mountains of Ararat. And Hamayim, the waters decreased continually, itinually, until the 10th month, the 10th moon. In the 10th month, on the 1st day of the month, the moon, were the tops of the mountain seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of Hateva, of the ark, which he had made. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro until the waters, Hamayim, were dried up from off the earth. Also, he sent forth a dove from him to see if Hamayim, the waters, were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned to him into Hateva, into the ark. For the waters, Hamayim, were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in to him, into Hateva, into the ark. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove, the Yonah, the dove out of Hateva, out of the ark. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters, Hamayim, were abated from off Haaretz, from off the earth, the earthly plane. And he stayed yet other 7 days, and sent forth Hayonah, the dove, which returned not again to him anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the 1st month, the 1st day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of Hateva, of the ark, and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the 2nd month, the 2nd moon, on the 7th and 20th day of the month of the moon, was the earth dried. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give here for the Rabbi, here for the 4th Aliyah, 4th reading, the 4th offering, here for this Shabbat Noach, Sabbath Noah. Here, picking up Genesis chapter 8, verse 15, for the Rabbi. Vaydaber Elohim illa Noach leimor. And Elohim spake to Noah, Vaydaber Elohim El Noach, saying, Lemor, go forth of Hateva of the ark, thou, the ark, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee, bring forth with thee, every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons, and Ishto, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon ha'aretz, upon the earth, the earthly plain, after their kinds, went forth out of ha'teba. The third dispensation, human government. The third, or Noahic, Noach, covenant, verse 20. And Noah, and Noah builded an altar, Mizbeach, LaYahuwah, to Jehovah, and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, smelled a sweet savor. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done, while the earth, ha'aretz, the earthly plain, remaineth seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear, first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis, chapter 9. And Elohim bless Noah, Vayabarek Elohim et Noach, and his sons, and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Vayabareka Elohim et Noach et Banayu, Vayomer lahem, Perua Urbua Ua mil ua etaha aret, and the fear, the reverence of you, and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, ha'aretz, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat, shall be meal, food for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things, but flesh with the life thereof, which is hadam, the dam, the dem, the blood thereof, shall ye all not eat. Surely your blood, your dam, your dem, of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, man's dam, the dem, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Elohim made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply. Bring forth abundantly in the earth, in ha'aretz, and multiply. Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Yes, Rastafari, the people shall rejoice in Selassie and the earth shall be meek. Hey, 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 the world shall see the Lamb upon his throne where you have conquered the
beast. Chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's heart was given to it. And behold another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And had great iron teeth, devoured and break in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. It had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes, like the eyes of man, and a mouth, speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. There was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others. A fiery stream issued and came forth from the void. Fiery stream. I saw in the night vision, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory, and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast,
which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than bellowed. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times for the dividing of time. The judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom unto the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me. But I kept the matter in my heart.
Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings.
Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call, when we call, when we call, when we call.
Blessing from the elders to the babe and suckling in this time, and for the generation to come and the generations after.
Not is his job, so did Joshua with his rod. We calling on the Rasta, calling on the Rasta.
You could be, I told you. Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 hear Israel. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf. Psalm 20, Mizmor Kaf. Psalm XX. For the leader, a psalm of David. The Lord answer thee in the day of anguish. Laminat Seyach, Mizmor Ledawi. Elsewhere, scripture says this, according to Psalm 91, Hebraically, verse 15, it reads, He shall call up on me, he shall call upon I, and I will answer him. I will be with him in anguish. Yikraini. V'e'aynehu imo anoki v'tzara He shall call up on I Yikraini And I will answer him V'e'aynehu And I will be with him imo anoki In trouble V'tzara By that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He means, when anguish comes upon the Bnei Yisrael, upon the sons, the children of Israel, and they call upon me, upon I, make them but partner my glory with them, and I shall answer them forthwith, as Scripture says. He shall call upon me, upon I, and I will answer. I will answer. Yikraini v'e'aynehu. What is meant by, I will be with him in anguish? What is meant by, I will be with him in trouble? Imo anoki v'tzara. Imo anoki v'tzara. I will be with him in anguish. I will be with him v'tzara. V'tzara. In tzara. In anguish. In tzara. V'tzara. In trouble. Rav Yudan told a mashal, a parable. A parable of a pregnant woman, of a woman with child, who was angry with her mother. Even as the woman was giving birth, she made her mother go into an upper chamber. And as the woman below groaned with pain, the mother above, hearing her voice, groaned with her. Hear, a midrash note with her. So the P.E., the printed edition, the edited text reads above, above. So as the woman groaned with pain, the mother above hearing her voice groaned with her, groaned above. The neighbors ask, what sort art thou? That thou criest, givest thou birth with her? She replied, my daughter, is she not in pain? How can I endure her cries? So behold me, behold I, groaning with her, for my daughter's anguish is likewise mine. Just so, when the holy temple was destroyed, there was heard through the whole world a sound of weeping and wailing, as is said even in Isaiah 22 and 12, where it reads, In that day did the Lord, the God of hosts, call to weeping and to mourning. In that day did the Lord, the God of hosts, call to weeping and to mourning. Vayikra Adonai Yahweh Tzvaot Bayom Ahu Livaki Ua Lia Misa Bed. And in that day did the Lord, the God of hosts, call to weeping and to lamentation. Vayikra Adonai Yahweh Tzvaot Bayom Ahu Libaki Ua Lia Misaped. Thereupon, the ministering angels, ask, can such things be in thy presence? Can such things be in thy presence, in thy face, in thy perception? Is it not written of thee, of the eye, even in 1 Chronicles 16:27? Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Hoda v'hadara lifanayo oza v'chedava biya mipomo. Glory and honor, hod with hadar, glory, hod with and hadar, hod with hadar, lifanayo, glory and honor in his presence, in his face, lifanayo, strength and gladness, oz with chedwa, strength, oz, with chedwa, and gladness, chedwa, be mekomo, in his place. Is it not written? Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim replied, is not my temple destroyed? Are not my children thrown in chains? And should I not therefore be in anguish? Is it not written even in Psalm 91, first verse, I will be with him in anguish? Hear ye here, Midrash typo, Psalm 91, Mizmor Mitzadai Aleph, verse 15, I will be with him in anguish. I will be with him in trouble. Imo anoki v'tzara. I will be with him v'tzara, in anguish. Imo anoki v'tzara. I will be with him in trouble. Therefore, it is also written, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Jeshiah, in Isaiah 52:5. Now therefore, what do I have? What do I hear? I will be with him in anguish. Here in Isaiah 52:5. Now therefore, what do I hear? Saith the Lord. My people is taken away. They that rule over them make them to howl, and my name continually, itinually all the day, is blasphemed. Ve'ata mahli afoh num Yahuwah kia lukach amiyachinam Moshalav Moshlayo Yehelilua Nuum Yahuwah Vitami Kol Hayoma Shemiya Mia Noat. Now therefore, Wi'ata. Now therefore, what do I hear? Wi'ata Mahaliya Foh Nuum Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, the oracle, Num Yahuwah, the oracle of Jehovah. Kia lukach ami chinam, seeing that my people, ami, is taken away, chinam for naught. Mosh love, mosh layowa yehelilu nuum Yahuwah. They that rule over, that rule over them. Moshlayo yehelilu. Do how, they that rule over them, do how. Yehelilu num Yahuwah. The oracle of Jehovah saith Jehovah. With Tamid, and continually with Tamid, Kol Hayom Shemi Miya Noat, and my name Shemi, continually Tamid, all the day Kol Hayom is blaspheme Miya Noat. Rav Yehoshua HaKohen, Joshua the priest, said, in this mizmor, in this psalm, are 9 verses corresponding to the 9 months, the 9 moons that a woman carries a child. And what do the 9 verses say? Quote, may he who answers a woman in the anguish of her labor answer you also. Rav Shimon Bar Abba, Simeon Bar Abba, said, you find that from the beginning of the Psalter, the book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, to this Mizmor, to this psalm, to this chant, there are 18 psalms. The psalms, blessed is the man, Ashrei HaIsh, Psalm 1 and 1. And why do the nations rage? Lama Rachu Goyim? Why do the nations rage? Being taken together as one psalm. Psalm 1 and 1. Ashrei HaIsh, blessed, happy is the man. And Psalm 2 and 1. Lama Rakshu Goyim. Why do the heathen, why do the nations rage? Being taken together as one psalm. Corresponding to the 18 benedictions that a man prays every day. And even as it is said to a man, concluding the 18 benedictions, the Shemona Esrei, quote, may thy prayer be answered. So it was said to Dawid, to David, after he concluded 18 psalms, the Lord answer thee in the day of trouble. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 20, Hebraically the second verse. Ya'anekai Yahuwah v'yom z'ara. Jehovah, answer thee, I, in the day of trouble, in the day of anguish, in the day of trouble. Ya'anekai Yahuwah v'yom z'ara. And here, 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 Midrash note. Here in the Yehudi, the Siddur, or the Authorized Prayer Book, we have Psalm 19 and 15 is used, and Psalm 20 is said after the prayer of the Shemona Esrei, after the prayer of the 18 benedictions. So here, here, here in the Siddur, in the Authorized Prayer Book, we have Psalm 19, verse 15 being said, and Psalm 20, the first verse also being said, in connection with the Shemona Esrei, in connection with the 18 benedictions, and with Psalm 1 and Psalm 2 being one psalm, we have 18 psalms leading up to today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf, Psalm 20. Now, should it be argued, but they are really 18 or 19 psalms? Should one argue that they are really 19 psalms? Say in reply, in the daily prayer of benedictions, counting Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, who causes the horn of salvation to flourish, there are also 19 benedictions. So, should it be argued that there are really 19 psalms before the 20th psalm? Say in reply, in the daily prayer of benedictions, counting Baruch Atah, blessed art thou, who causes the horn of salvation to flourish, there are also 19 benedictions. Here again, refer to the Yehudi Siddur, the prayer book, the authorized prayer book. Another comment on Ya'anikai Yehovah B'yom Tzara, Jehovah answer for thee, the eye, in the day of trouble. Ya'anikai Yehovah B'yom Tzara, what day of trouble? What B'yom Tzara? The day that all acknowledge is a day of trouble above and below, a day that even the ministering angels fear. Mark what is written of it according to Yeremiyahu, according to Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 5 to 6. Thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear. Wherefore do I see all faces turned to paleness? Ki koh hamar Yahuwah kola chrada shamainu pachada vein shalom. Thus saith Jehovah, ki koh hamar Yahuwah, we have heard a voice of trembling. Kola chrada shamainu, of fear and not of peace. Pachad with ain shalom. Shalun na uareu ima yoleda zakara madua raiti yakola gavara yadayo Allah lat. Ayo akayo leda ve ne hefku akola panima le yerakon. Ask ye now, ask y'all now, shaluna, shaluna, ask ye now, uru and see, shaluna, uru, ask y'all now and see. Im yoled zakar, whether a man doth travail with child. Im yoled zakar, madu'a raiti kola gavar, wherefore do I see every man? Madu'a raiti kol gavar, wherefore, why do I see every man? Madu'a raiti kol gavar, yadayo Allah lat ayo akayo leda, with his hand on his loins as a woman in travail. Yadayo Allah latayo kayo leda. And all faces are turned into paleness. Vina hefku kola panima li yerakon. Faces panim, clearly being the faces of the ministering angels, the ministering angels, of whom it is said even in Yechezekiel, Ezekiel 10 and 14, everyone had four faces. The Arba'a Fanim, and everyone had four faces. We Arba'a Fanim. Of this day, the Goyei Haaretz, the nations of the earth, say, alas, for this day is great, so that none is like it, according to the words of Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah 30 and 7. Hoi, ki gadol hayom hahu, alas, for that day is great. Hoi, ki gadol hayom hahu, me'ayin ka mohu, so that none, no one is like it. Me'ayin ka mohu, so that none is like it. Hoi, ki gadol hayom hahu, me'ayin ka mohu. And Amo Yisrael and the people of Israel say through David, say through David, the Lord answer thee in the day of trouble. Ya'ankai Yehovah biyom tzara Jehovah answer the eye in the day of trouble. Ya'ankai Yehovah biyom tzara, the day of Tzara, Biyom Tzara, the day of trouble above and below. Biyom Tzara, the day of anguish above and below. On this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say to the guardian angels of Goyei Haaretz, of the nations and nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane, come and show your cause against my children, the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, as in the words of Yeshayahu, of Isaiah, Esaias 41 and 21, produce your cause, saith the Lord. Arvu rivikem, arvu rivikem, Yomar Yahuwah, produce your cause. Arbu Rivikem, Yomar Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Arbu Rivikem, Yomar Yahuwah, produce your cause, saith Jehovah. And when these reply, Ribona Shella HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, who will make up the pleas for Yisrael? Who will make up the pleas for Israel? Hael, HaElohim will say, if one may speak thus of him, quote, I, end quote, as is said even in Psalm 68, Hebraically the 36th verse, Psalm 68, verse 36. The God of Israel is He who will give His people strength, and strong defenses. El Yisrael Hu Noten Oz, with Ta'e Tzumota La'am, the God of Israel, El Yisrael, who he giveth strength and power to the people. El Yisrael Hu Anotein Oza with Ta'e Tzumota La'am. Thereupon Goyeh Ha Aretz, the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, will ask, does this mean that in divine judgment there's partiality? These committed incest and those committed incest, these shed blood and those shed blood. Why then are these made to go down into Gehinna, Gehinnom, into hell, Hebrew hell? And why are those not made to go down? Midrash study note right here in the Midrash Tehillim 1 and 20, and also in the Midrash Tehillim 15 and 5, the first Psalm, 20th note, speaking to this question. And Psalm 15, the fifth note, 15.5. Again, the nations of the earth, the Goyei Haaretz, will ask, does this mean that in divine judgment there's partiality? These committed incest and those committed incest, these shed blood and those shed blood. Why then are these made to go down into Gehinna, Gehinnom, Hebrew hell? And why are those not made to go down? Thereupon the angelic defender of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, will find himself unable to answer, as is said even in Daniel 12:1. Then shall Michael stand still, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was. Uva Aitahia Ya Emoda Mikaela Hasara Hagadola Ha Omeda Al Bneya Ameka Ze Haita Aitas Arashara Loa Nihiata Mia Hyota Goya Ada Haita Hahi Uva Aita Hahia Ya Maleta Amka Kola Haninsa Katuva Basefer. Hear, Daniel. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. Hear, the Midrash. Uaba Eita Hahia Yatmoda Mikaela Hasar Hakadol Ha Omeda Albnea Ameka. We haita eitas ara asher aloa nihita niyahiyota. Then shall Michael stand still, the great prince who standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time, an hour of trouble, a time of tsara, a time of anguish, such as never was. Ua ba'aita hahia ya'emoda Mikael hasar ha'gadol ha'omeda al b'nei ameka. We haita eita tzara asher loa nihita miyahiyot. What can standing still What can standing still mean here except, quote, inability to answer? What can standing still mean here except inability to answer? As in the words of Eeyore, the words of Job 32 and 16, where it reads, they stand still and answer no more. V'ho halti ki lo yidaveru ki amdu lo anu od. In the verse here from Job, from Eeyore 32:16, when I had waited, when I had waited, v'ho'chalti, when I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still, and answered no more, when I had waited, for they spake not, but stood still, and answered no more. And answered no more. V'ho'chalti ki lo yidaberu ki amdu lo anu od. And because Mikael will be unable to answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say, Mikael, thou art unable to answer and unable to speak in defense of my children. And so I shall speak of their righteousness and save them. As is said even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 63 and 1, I that speak of righteousness am mighty to save. I that speak of righteousness am mighty to save. Ani medaber b'tzedaka rava lehoshia. I that speak in victory. Ani medaber b'tzedaka. I that speak of righteousness. Ani medaber b'tzedaka. Mighty to save. Rav Lehoshia. Rab Lehoshia. And mighty to save. Of what particular act of righteousness, of tzedakah, tzedakah? Rav Pinchas Phinehas, Rav Eleazar, Eliezer, and Rav Yochanan gave different answers. One maintained, Ha'er, Elohim will say, of that righteousness that you did me, that you did I, when you accepted HaTorah, when you accepted the Torah at Sinai, had you not taken HaTorah, the Torah at Sinai, I would have destroyed you. Another maintained, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will say, of that tzedakah, of that righteousness that you did me, you did I, when you accepted HaTorah, the Torah, had you not accepted it, where would my kingdom be? Another maintained, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, will say, yours, the reward for accepting HaTorah, for accepting the Torah. Had you not accepted it, had you not accepted Ha, I would have destroyed the world and reduced it to waste and desolation. As is said even in Yirmeyahu, in Ermias, Jeremiah 33, 25. If my covenant be not, I would not have appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. Koh hamar Yahuwah, im lo v'ritiya yomama v'alayla, chukota shamayima v'aretz, Law Samti. Thus saith Jehovah, Koh Amar Yahuwah, if my covenant be not, Im Lo Briti. Im Lo Briti, if my covenant be not, Yomama Walaila, day and night, Chukota Shamaima Waretza, Lo Samti. If my covenant be not with day and night, if I have not appointed the ordinances, chukot, of heaven and earth, uva aita hahiya yimalek ameka, and at that time thy people shall be delivered. Hear, 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 Donnell, Daniel 12 and 1, where it reads, and thy people shall escape, be escaped, be delivered. Through whose merit? Through the merit of Yosef, the merit of Joseph. For what will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He will look among all the tribes, finding none, no one like Yosef, Joseph among them. For behold, Yosef, Joseph, hearkened not to his master's wife, his master's Isha, as is said even in Bereshit in Genesis 39 and 10. He hearkened not to her to lie, to lay sexually by her, with her, or to be with her. Vayehi yakut dabraha illa Yosef yom yom. Vilo shama'a eleha lishkava etzlaha lihiyota maha. And it came to pass, vayehi, as she spoke, kedabraha, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, vayehi kedabraha illa Yosef yom yom, that he hearkened not to her, with lo shama'a eleha, to lie by her, lishkav, lishkav, to lay sexually, lishkav etzlaha, or to be with her, lishkava etzlaha lihyota imaha. And the proof that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, the Israelites, are called by the name of Yosef, by the name of Joseph, and the proof, Minnaim, whence, Minnaim, whence the proof, Minnaim, and the proof, Minnaim, and the proof, Amos, Amos, Amos 5:15, the verse that reads, it may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Yosef, of Joseph. Ulay yechinan Yahuwah Elohei Tzvaota She'erit Yosef. It may be that Jehovah, the God of hosts, Ulay, it may be, perhaps, Ulai, it may be that Jehovah, the God of hosts, Elohei Tzvaot, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph, to the Sherit Yosef. Ulai Yechinan Yahuwah, Elohei Tzvaot, Sherit Yosef. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rav Samuel Bar Nachmani, he said, through the merit of their lineage, their lineage, their lineage, through the merit of their lineage, for it being said even in Yeshayahu, in Esaias, Isaiah 43:6b to verse 7, bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth, everyone that is called by my name. Haviya vanaya me rachok, ua vinotaya mikse haaret, kola ha nikra vishmi. Bring my sons from far, Habi banai me rachok, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Ua binotaya mikse haaret, everyone that is called by my name. Kol ha nikra bishmi, 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 by my name. Rav Lewi Levi said, through the merit of circumcision, for the verse of this comment says that at that time thy people shall be delivered. Uwa ba'aita hahiya yimale ameka. At that time that Iowa thy people shall be delivered. And in another place it is written, at that time the Lord said to Yehoshua, to Joshua, make three knives of flint and circumcise the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, even in Yehoshua, in Joshua 5 and 2. Ba'aita hahi amar Yahuwah ila Yehoshua, say leka, say leka, harvota zuri, vishuva moleta bnei Yisrael shenit. Here, Joshua 5 and 2. At that time, at that Iowa, Jehovah said to Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise. Make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. Ba'aita hahi amar Yahuwah ila Yehoshua, say leka harvota tzurim wishu mola eta bnei Yisrael shenit.
Respect my mother, father,
another comment, yeah. On the Lord answer thee in the day of trouble. The Lord answer the eye in the day of anguish. Ya'ankai Yehovah b'yom atzara. A parable, a mashal, of a father and son who were journeying on a road. The son, growing weary, asked Abio, his father, where is the city? And Ha'ab, the father, replied, Bini, my son, take this as a sign. When thou seest a burial ground before thee, before the eye, then surely the city is near thee. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Israel, When y'all see troubles hard by you, surely in that hour, that Iowa, you will be redeemed. For it is said, Jehovah answer thee in the day of trouble. Ya'ankai Yahuwah b'yom tzara. Jehovah answer thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee, defend the eye, Ya'anaka, Yahuwah, B'yom Tzara.
Yisagavka Shem Elohe Yaakov. Not written, quote, the God of Abraham, end quote, nor, quote, the God of Isaac, end quote, is written here, but the God of Jacob, Elohe Yaakov. Lamaze, why? Rav Shimon ben Lakish told the mashal, the parable, of a pregnant woman, of a woman with child, who was suffering hard labor pains. She was told, we know not what to say to ease thee, but let him who answereth thy mother in the time of her labor answer thee in the time of thy labor. Likewise, Yaakov, Jacob said, according to Bereshit, Genesis 35 and 3, God who answereth me in the day of my trouble. V'nakuma v'na'ille Beit El V'e'eiseh shama mizbeach La'ela Ha'oneoti B'yom ha'tzarati. And let us, Micah and I, arise and go up and aliyah up to Beit El. We're not Kuma, we're not Ille Beit El. We're Aise Shama Mizbeach. And I will make thee an altar, La El, to El, La El, Ha Oneoti, who answereth me, who answereth I, La El, Ha One Oti Abiyoma Sarati, who answereth I in the day of my distress, in the day of my trouble, in the day of my anguish, bit Yom Sarati. Wayahia Imadia Badareka Shara Halakti, and was with I in the way that I went. And David, and David told Israel, make him who answereth, who answered Yaakov, who answered Jacob in the day of his trouble, answer you in the day of your trouble. Hence here, Ya'anka Yahuwah B'yom Tzara Yisagavka Shem Elohe Yaakov. Jehovah answer thee in the day of trouble. The name of the Elohim of Jacob, of Elohe Yaakov, defend thee. Yishlach Ezreka Mikodesh, send forth thy help because of hallowing, because of sanctifying, because of setting apart. Yishlach Ezreka Mikodesh, or send forth thy help from the sanctuary, because martyrs among you hallow Hashem, sanctify, set apart the name, and because good works among you hallow it, sanctify, set it apart. May he sustain thee by distinctive marks. Ua mia tziona yis adeka, and support thee out of Zion. Ua mi tziona yis adeka, or and may he sustain thee, Yisadeka, by marks or distinctive marks. So here you hear, Midrashno, Mitzion, which may be translated as out of Zion or from Zion. Mitzion, Mitzion, out of Zion is translated as though it was written Mitzion by Marx, Mitzion by Marx, thus distinctive marks, namely, by the commandments. The performance of that is your mark of distinction. Another Targum, another interpretation, send forth thy help because of hallowing, because of setting apart, of sanctifying, of eilifying. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh. Thy help as a reward for hallowing, for sanctifying, for setting apart, making holy Shabbat, Sabbaths, festivals, and Rosh Chodashim and new moons. And may he sustain thee, may he sustain thee I by marks, by distinctive marks. Ua miyitz iuna yis adeka. With that you indicate New Year's as full, regular, or defective. The marks being the sheen, the wow, the chet, the kaf, the hey, the zayin, the chet, the dalet, the wow, the sheen, the wow, the chet. They indicate that when a year is full, shleima, abbreviated to the sheen, and intercalated, Passover, Pesach, in that year falls six. The wow, the vav, the wow being the sixth letter, days later than in the previous year. So here for the Midrash notes, we have calendrical mnemonics that follow here in the Midrash text. The Yehudi, the Hebrew year, generally consists of 12 months. But seven times in every 19 years, it may be intercalated. That is, may have a 13th month, a 13th moon added to it. Whether intercalated or not, a year can be full, regular, or defective, depending on the number of days in it. Thus, there are six types of years: intercalated and full, 385 days; unintercalated and full, 355 days; intercalated and regular, 384 days; unintercalated and regular, 354 days; intercalated and defective, 383 days; unintercalated and defective, 353 days. By this flexibility, the lunar calendar is adjusted to the solar or the seasonal year, and certain holidays, holy days, can be kept from falling on special days in the Shavua, special days in the week. The Sheen Wow Chet and the Kaf Hey Zayin. Also, there's the Chet Dalet Wow. Now, hear this calculation, and those that follow maybe arrive at mathematically by ascertaining the number of days left over after a year has been divided into weeks or Shavuot. Thus, a full and unintercalated year, 355 days long, consists of 50 weeks plus 5 days. Pesach, Passover, Fasica will therefore come 5 days later than in the previous year.
The Midrash includes the first and last days in its reckoning, and so counts 6 days. But when the year is full and intercalated, Pesach falls 8. And here we have the Chet, the Hebrew letter Chet, the 8th letter, 8 days later. Thus, on the same day in the Shabuah, Kaf Hey Zayin, Hebrew letters Kaf Hey Zayin or KHZ. This indicates that when a Shana, a year, is regular, we have the Hebrew Kasidra, Kasidra, abbreviated to the Kaf, and unintercalated, Pesach, Passover, Fasica in that year, it falls 5, thus the Hebrew Hey, Hey being the 5th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, 5 days later than in the previous year. But when the Shana, the year, is regular and intercalated, Passover, Pesach falls 7. Thus we have the Zayin, Zayin, the Hebrew letter Zayin, 7 days later. Chet Dalet Vav, Chet Dalet Wow, HDW, Chet Dalet Wow. This indicates that when a year, a Shana, is defective, here we have the Hebrew Chesera, Chesera, abbreviated to the Hebrew letter Chet, and unintercalated, Pesach, Passover, Fasica in that Shana, in that year, it falls 4, thus the Hebrew letter Dalet, the 4th letter, 4 days later than in the previous Shana, than the previous year. But when the Shana, when the year, is defective and intercalated, Pesach, Passover, falls 6, thus the Hebrew letter Waweh. Wow, the W, wow, or some say Vav, the 6th letter, 6 days later. So here, Midrash note. The years from 1945 to 1951 include all 6 types of Yehudi years, Jewish Hebrew years, and thus afford an illustration of the 3 formulas in the text here in the Midrash text. In 1945, the first day of Pesach, Passover, fell on a Thursday. The Yehudi year 5706, which was the year 1945 to 1946, was defective, or the Hebrew term chesera, chesera, was defective, thus the Hebrew letter chet, and intercalated. The first day of Pesach, Passover, 1946, therefore fell on Tuesday, 6 days, thus the Hebrew letter wow, the W or Vav, the 6th letter, days, according to Midrashic reckoning. The year 5707, which was 1946 to 1947, was regular. Thus, the Hebrew letter Kaf for Kasidra, Kasidra, and unintercalated. Passover in 1947, therefore, fell on Saturday. 5 days, the Hebrew letter Hey, 5 days later, according to Midrashic reckoning. The year 5708, which was 1947 to 1948, was full. Thus, Shalema, Shalema, was full, and the Hebrew letter Sheen, and intercalated. In 1948, Pesach, Passover, again fell on Saturday. 8, Chet,
days later, according to Midrashic reckoning. The year 5709, which was 1948 to 1949, was full, shlema, and unintercalated. In 1949, Pesach, Passover, fell on Thursday, 6 Wawweh, Vav, Wawweh, days later. The year 5710, which was 1949 to 1950, was defective. Chesira, defective, thus the Hebrew letter Chet, and unintercalated. In 1950, Pesach, Passover fell on Sunday, 4, Dalet, Hebrew letter Dalet, 4 days later. The year 5711, 1950 to 1951, was regular, Kasidra, was regular and intercalated. In 1951, Pesach, Passover fell on Saturday, 7 days, Zayin, Hebrew letter Zayin, 7 days later, according to Midrashic reckoning. Thank you.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar, see? And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
When I say more, you say fire! More!
Fire!
More!
Fire!
Flash! Perfect! Blessed! More fire! More fire!
Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary, and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings, and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart, and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call, when we call, when we call, when we call.
Another comment on may he sustain thee out of Zion. Uami Tsiona Yis Adeka. May he support the eye, may he sustain the eye, Yis Adeka. May he support the eye, Uami Tsion, and from Zion, Yis Adeka. Another comment on may he sustain thee out of Zion. Uami Tsiona Yis Adeka. May he support the eye, may he sustain the eye, Yis Adeka. May he support the eye, Uami Tsion, and from Zion, Yis Adeka. Another comment on may he sustain thee out of Zion. All Berkot, all blessings, the comforts, and the boons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, brings to Yisrael, Israel, will be Mitzion, out of Zion. For it is said, may He sustain thee out of Zion. Mitzion Yisadecha. This passage is found above in the comments on Psalm 14. Or here, the ET, the edited text reads Psalm 15. Some say this is in error, actually in Psalm 14. To Psalm 14 that reads, oh, that the salvation of Yisrael were come out of Zion, Mitzion. A further comment on send thee help and sustain thee. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf, Psalm 20, Psalm XX, Hebraically here, the Gimel verse. A further comment on send thee help, Yishlach Ezreka, and sustain thee, Yisadeka. The verse teaches that all creatures require help. Hear what happened to a spirit who haunted a certain well. Once, as Abba Jose ben Dozai passed the well, the spirit came to him and said, Rabbi, my master, I have been here in this place many years, and no creature has ever been injured by me. But of late, a certain spirit has been contending with me each day and seeks to banish me from this place. A very cruel and wicked and righteous spirit who does not suffer any creature to remain alive. And if it is thy wish that no creatures be injured, help me against him, and I will kill him. Abba Jose asked, how can I help thee? The spirit replied, at noon, come thou and all thy disciples, all thy Talmudim, thy Dekamezamoreta, with your sticks, and strike everywhere about the well and say, let me, and strike him. And he will hear you and will think that y'all are come to my help, and I shall be able to kill him. So they did as he asked, and when they saw a kind of blood spot upon the well, they knew the first spirit had slain the other. This anecdote, it proves that even the klipot and the demons and the spirits require help. Yizkor kol amin nechoteka. Remember all thy meal offerings. Here. Today's daily psalm is Morkaf, here in the Dalet, Hebraically in the fourth verse, where it reads, Yizkor kol amin choteka, or receive the memorial of all thy meal offerings, or Yizkor kol amin choteka, remember all thy meal offerings. Rav Kama said, all offerings, according to Vayikra, Leviticus 2 and 13, shall thou season with salt. All offerings, according to Vayikra, Leviticus 2 and 13, shalt thou season with salt. The call la karbana mina chateka bamalech timlach, and every meal offering minka mina chateka of thine shalt thou season with salt. We call like Arbana, Mina Hateka, Bamelach, Tia Melach. In order that Ha'am, the true good, the true God, shall be like one who says, yes, I remember well that portion that was salted. Here in the Midrash note, Eliezer Horowitz, he makes this brilliant emendation. Instead of debris to creatures, he reads a decreet. I remember. Salt being scarce and expensive, properly salted food was particularly relished and long remembered. Rav Tanhuma said, remember all thy meal offerings. Yizkor, kola minochoteka. In the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting at Nob, at Gilgal, at Shiloh, at Shiloh, in the Hekal, in the temple in Yerushalayim, in Jerusalem. And here, Midrash note, literally, the eternal house of the Lord. And in the second part of the verse where it reads, and consider thy burnt sacrifice as if reduced to ashes. And consider thy burnt sacrifice reduced to ashes. Ve'olateka yidashne sela. And accept the fat of thy burnt sacrifice. Ve'olateka yidashne sela. Or, and consider thy burnt sacrifice as if reduced to ashes. There is an allusion to Yitzhak, to Isaac, who, like a burnt sacrifice in Olah, was bound, Akedah, to an altar, Mizbeach. Grant thee according to thine own heart. Hear. The hey verse of Mizmor Kaf here, hebraically the fifth verse. Grant thee according to thine own heart. Yiten leka kilavaveka. Grant the eye according to thine own heart. Yiten leka kilavaveka. Once it happened to Rabban Gamaliel. Once it happened that Rabban Gamaliel went to Rav Chelbo at Kirwa and asked, pray for me, pray for I. Here, Midrash known on Rav Chelbo at Kirwa, here in the PE, the print edition, and in Yalkut, it's read, Chelpo ben Kirwaya. Chelpo ben Kirwaya. So, once it happened that Rabban Gamaliel went to Rav Chelpo ben Kirwaya and asked, pray for me, pray for I. Rav Chelpo replied, God, grant thee according to thine own heart. Yitain leka kilavareka. Grant the eye according to thine own heart. Rav Huna ben Rav Yitzhak maintained, however, that Rav Chelpo did not reply with these words, but with the words, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Hear. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf, Psalm 20. Hear Hebraically at the sixth verse. At the sixth verse. Yemale Yehovah, kola misheloteka, Jehovah fulfill all thy petitions. Yemale Yehovah, kol ani sheloteka. Then Rav Chelpo went on. This is a prayer, a tefillah, that one may not utter for every man. Why? Because at times it is in a man's heart to steal, to commit a sin, an uck, or to do any other kind of evil he ought not do. So, dear one, say to a man, grant thee according to thine own heart. But because Rabban Gamaliel's heart was whole before his creator, Rav Chelpo prayed thus, like this, for him.
Ne'rana bishwateka uvishem Eloheinu nidgol.
We will shout for joy in thy victory.
Ne'rana bishwateka.
And in the name of our God, of Eloheinu, our Elohim, we will set up our standards.
Uvishem Eloheinu nidgol.
In this world, each man recognizes his own standard by its special device. As is said even in Bamidbar, in Numbers 2 and 10, the standard of the camp of Reuben, the standard of the camp of Reuben,
Degela Machne Reuben,
the standard of the camp of Reuben, Degela Machne Reuben. By a standard, he recognizes the house of his fathers, the house of his patriarchs, his sept, his clan. And by the house of his fathers, his patriarchs, he recognizes his own family. But things will be different. Things will be different in the age to come.
In Ha'edan Labo, in the age to come, Edan Labo,
it'll be different. For at that time, in the name of Eloheinu, of Ayinai Elohim, we, Ayinai, will set up our Ayinai standards. U b'shem Eloheinu nidgol. May the King answer us, answer I and I, in the day that we, that I and I call. Hear, hear, hear. The 10th verse, the Yod verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf, Hebraically, the 10th verse, or corresponding in the KJV to the 9th verse, where it reads, may the King answer I and I in the day that we call.
Hamelech ya'enenu v'yomakareinu.
May the King, Hamelech ya'enenu, answer I and I v'yom, in the day, kareinu, the day that I and I call. This psalm, this mizmor, it begins with a tefillah, a prayer, pleading for immediate answer. And it ends with a prayer, tefillah, pleading for immediate answer. In the Lord answer thee in the day of trouble,
Ya'anka Yahuwah biyom sara.
The psalm, the mizmor, begins with a prayer pleading for an immediate, for immediate answer. And in let the King, may the King answer us in the day that we call.
Hamelech ya'enenu b'yom kareinu.
The mizmor, the psalm, even today's daily psalm, mizmor kaf, it ends with a tefillah, a prayer, pleading for immediate answer.
And in our pockets, there ain't no dollars and cents. Tumbling block, tumbling block. We now reach our river Jordan and turn back.
It's time for Israel to have their king. Crusaders fight to weapon the youth to rise against I shall prosper. You'll never get away. Nazi gentleman, a militant soldier. He no need no type of on him shoulder. He is coming from the army of the father. And only Rastaman can come over. Nazi come in at the top, and the top, and the top. And never jump, and never jump, never jump, never jump, never.
You could never do a thing like that. You must be going crazy, or you're thinking mad.
Trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation And in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call, when we call, when we call.
מזמור כף, למנצח מזמור לדוד. יענך אדוני ביום צרה, ישגבך שם אלוהי יעקב. ישלח עזרך מקודש, ומציון יסעדקת. יזכור כל מנחותיך, ועולתך ידשני סלע. ייתן לך חלבבך, וכל עצתך ימלא. נרננה בשועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נדגול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך. עתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו. אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. המה קרעו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קוראנו.
Long down the list, sister, not to make your bad song. חלמתי על לספור שטרות. אין לי זמן לספור כבשים, אין לי זמן לטיפוסים יחוץ פסים. צריך עוד נכסים, פרקיסים, שדים חדשים, גוצ'י נחשים, סוסיים פסים, משקפי נשים. אוי שיט, הכל משוק הפשפשים. רודף אחרי כספים בקפקפים משומשים. רוצה להיות טוב כלכלית עד גיל 50. מסקיות של הדביק, אם יש להביא, מזמש ועדן לי, סחורה בלעדי, יאו ערדי, תת-ממדי, חי ידידי.